Lots of people around the country will be hoping Christmas will be their lucky day today. That's because they have tickets in tonight's Powerball lottery drawing. The jackpot is expected to hit nearly $300 million. Powerball is played in 23 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. NPR's Neda Ulaby reports.
Bob Haney knows a thing or two about lotteries and luck. He says even hardened skeptics give in when the jackpot reaches a certain point.
People don't pay attention to the game, say when the jackpot's at $20 million, $30 million. But when you hit $150 million now, that seems to be the trigger figure.
Haney works for the Washington, D.C. Lottery. He says no one picked the winning numbers last Saturday, so the pot rolled over to tonight's Christmas drawing.
That's when people really start to fantasize. That's when they say, well, I can get those three yachts. I can get that Cadillac. I can quit my job and tell everybody, you know, to shove it.
Haney says some states have reported sales of over 1,000 tickets per minute. People have pooled at the office or with family and even gone to the same places where winning tickets were bought before.
One is my friend, he won $55 million. I should go myself too. He's a taxi driver. He's a lucky guy.
That's Nassim Abdul Khan from Falls Church, Virginia. He plans to let the computer pick his numbers. That's probably the best way to do it, says Fred Hoppe. He teaches statistics at McMaster's University in Canada. Hoppe says it's a real, real long shot to win.
The circumference of the Earth is 26,000 miles approximately, and there are 5,200 feet in a mile. You multiply that out, and you get about 130 million. Which is almost 120 million. So the chance of picking just by luck the five numbers and the Powerball is about the same as picking a foot at random along the circumference of the Earth.
Those odds are too long for some people. One man who refused to give his name stopped for gas at a Washington, D.C. station where a line for tickets snaked out the door.
I would be lying if I said I didn't feel the temptation to try out for 300 million, but those are the little things we see every day, and in the end, you're better off if you can resist them.
Even at a dollar per shot, this kind of hope is too expensive, he says. He gets in his luxury car and leaves. Neda Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.